those of you who have been to Hajj know where Ta'if is and know that it's a rocky mountainous land to get there by car, let alone by foot. They spend many days on the way. And they take a very difficult route, an uphill, mountainous route to get to the town of Ta'if. And once they get there, Rasulullah begins his mission of attempting to propagate the religion of Islam to the people. Yet everyone ridicules him here, just as they ridiculed him in Mecca. And the people treated him just as the people of Quraysh were treating him. He would go to the chiefs of the tribes and they would tell him, "You're a liar and you're a sorcerer and you're a magician and you're a poet." And they would slam the doors in his face again and again. The Prophet kept trying until a delegation came to him from the people of Ta'if saying, "Listen, we don't want you here. You should leave this land. We don't want to hear from you. We don't want to hear of you ever again." Prophet Muhammad had taken this whole journey in order to bring these people happiness and truth and joy. Yet, he says, "Fine, I'll leave." So he tells Imam Ali and he tells Zayd, "Pack up your things, let's go." As they leave the town, Imam Ali alayhi salam and Zayd always by his side, what the people of Ta'if did was they lined up all the children in their way moving out of Ta'if, so that as Rasulullah was leaving the town, they all had rocks, and the townspeople and the children all began to throw rocks of different sizes towards Rasulullah and towards the Imam. Imagine your Prophet, rocks befalling him. Zayd tried to get in the way and a huge rock was smashed onto his head and blood began to pour from his face, and Rasulullah would tell him, "Don't get in the way, it's okay." And the Imam Ali alayhi salam kept trying to put his body in the way, and the rocks would hit the Imam's face and body, and Rasulullah would drag him with him, "Let's go." He kept trying to move. Imagine the scene. So much blood that it went into his sandals, that you know when blood becomes dry and sticky, that the sandals, if he was to take it off, the blood would stick. The blood would trickle into Rasulullah's sandals from his legs. And as he's leaving the town, so hurt, and this was one of the most difficult days of his life. In fact, he's reported to have said, it was the hardest day, even more so than the day of Uhud. This was the hardest day of his life, he says. As they were leaving, Rasulullah leaves the townspeople, there are no more rocks, and they are covered in blood. And now in the most desperate of situations, Rasulullah sees a tree. And he goes and he sits under that tree and he begins to recite words that are the most beautiful words, perhaps in our tradition. And subhanAllah, they are the same words that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam recites before he goes to Karbala in the dua that we know as dua Arafah. He uses the words of his grandfather in the same state of desperation and isolation. And so Rasulullah, he looks to the sky on that tree and he says, "Ilahi, ila man takiluni." My Lord, to who are you going to entrust me to? Who are you going to give me to? You see the way in which he speaks as if it was a helpless baby that has no will of its own in front of Allah. That's how Rasulullah sees himself. "Ilahi, ila man takiluni, ila qareebin fayaqta'uni." Are you going to give me to someone who's close to me, but who cuts me off? Because everyone leaves us, guys. Everyone always leaves us. And the only one who remains is the beloved. The only one who remains is Allah. And Rasulullah has seen so much of the separation from loved ones in his life. He said, "My Lord, are you going to give me to someone, a close one, who will be cut off from me? Am ila ba'idin yatajahamuni? Or someone who's far from me, but is like fire for me, like these people were fire to me, like fire for me? Am ila ba'idin yatajahamuni? Am ila al-mustada'afin li wa anta rabbi wa malik wa amri? Fa ila ghayrika la takilni." He says, "Don't give me to anyone other than you. Don't give me to those weaker. You are my Lord. Ila ghayrika la takilni. Give me to none other than you. Entrust me to none other than you." He says in the dua, if this is all happening, all these tragedies are happening in my life because of wrath, because you are upset with me, then I cannot handle this. But if you are happy with me, if you are content with me and what I'm trying to do, then it doesn't matter. La ubali. Nothing matters. The only thing that matters is your pleasure with me. Imam al-Hussein says the same words in Dua Arafah. And he continues, Imam al-Hussein continues, and he speaks to Allah, Bika antasiru fansurni. It's through you that I become victorious, so make me victorious. Bika astadillu alayk. It's through you I find you and know you. This language of love that the Prophet speaks, that his grandson Imam al-Hussein inherits from him and speaks with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a language of love. It's the way in which they gave to Allah in times of hardship. And you know these times of hardship, how difficult it is, more difficult than we can ever imagine. We see now people when they leave their lands, when they are leaving their lands which are devastated in boats and they are not welcomed on the shores. We see people who are oppressed, people who are killed. This all happened in the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad to his most closest people in ways we cannot ever imagine. Yet he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as you're happy with me, that's all that matters. Nothing else. Imam Hussein tells him, Tahirni min shakki wa shirki wa akhrijni min dhulli nafsi. Purify me from any doubt in my heart and bring me out of the shadows of myself. This is a language of love. This is the language of lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who love Allah, who accept the hardship as it comes. Because many of us, my brothers and sisters, whether we like it or not, we're going to go through hardship, but we can make this hardship a journey of love. And everyone is welcome on this caravan. Everyone is welcome on this journey of love. One only submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this journey. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.